The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara in Seitan Dav Zayin deals with certain issues involving the Isser of Yichud, and I wanted to elaborate on the topic. The Isser Yichud is an Isser D'Oraisa, learned from Pasuk Yisischa, and I wanted to say over an incident that took place many years ago, and this incident involved a great tzaddik whose actions we don't necessarily know enough to be able to understand it properly, and certainly we can't pass any judgment, but we'll use it simply as a springboard to get a better grasp of the topic at hand. The story goes as follows. There was a certain tzaddik that was in the hospital for it had a certain operation, left him extremely weak, and he was in the hospital, and there were some people who were for some reason looking to be mitzayir him, to cause him trouble, and they sent in a nurse into the room and then closed the door, leaving him in a situation of apparently a situation of yichud. And at that point, when he recognized what was going on, he took the first exit out of the room. He couldn't walk even properly, but he kind of like rolled himself. And that first exit happened to have been the window. And it was the second story. And unfortunately, he passed away a couple of weeks later. The ones who had instigated the trouble, it was, I believe, three people, and two of them died within a short period of time, and the third one had tzaras for many years to come. Regardless, let us analyze the case and try and understand a little bit better. Like we said, we'll use it as simply as a springboard into broadening our understanding of yichud and whatnot. So, the reason why such a drastic reaction is that yichud is what's called abizraya da'arayis, is in a sense a part and has a connection to the isra of arayis, and as such, we would invoke the concept of yehar v'yavur, that one has to get out of a situation even when it's risking one's life. Similar to what we find by avodah zarah, such an idea of abizraya da'avodah zarah, even when it's not the actual avir itself, but has that Chamiras, which requires to such drastic responses as Yehar V'Yavar. However, like I said, again, we're not passing judgment on the story because quite possibly we don't know all the details, but nonetheless, we'll just work with the story as we set it over. And we have to understand as follows, that number one, let's go into a little bit of background into Hilchos Yichud and the various Heterim that we do find when it comes to Yichud. So, the two Heterim that are discussed is one of them is the Heter of Baila Be'ir, which means when the woman's husband is present in the city, and that is a machlik, is exactly how that works. Either way, the point is that it imposes a certain fear on her that will keep her in line, and she won't be seduced into doing an Avera. However, what is debated on is whether or not it's a fear of the husband possibly showing up, in which case there will be cases where she knows it's not possible, and then that heter would be lost. Others, on the other hand, learn that it's simply his presence in the city, just him being around the city, imposes on her a certain sense of ema, which that itself will be sufficient to keep her in line. One can debate whether or not this would be true in a case, let's say, where the couple is separated. And they haven't divorced, but they are separated. So the risk of him showing up probably is non-existent. Would the other factor of the fear of the husband be there even when they're separated? That is something that we could... I didn't see anything clearly on that. And it's something to think about. However, there's an exception to this heter, and that is when it's liba gaspa, in a situation where there's a certain level of familiarity with each other. For example, let's say on a first-name basis, although we don't want to quantify it to that specifically, we'll leave it open as far as exactly how to quantify it. Should it be relevant, one could ask a shot at that point. But whatever qualifies for being considered liba gaspa, where they have a certain level of comfort with each other, then that heter doesn't apply because they're already too, the proximity is too close that we're not confident that the husband's presence will be sufficient to keep them apart. The second heter is the heter of Pesach Pesuach, where the room has a door which is open to the Rishus HaRavim, to a public area, and this is something that's debated in the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Chav Beis. He brings a machlekes, this is based on the Tshuva Sarajba, which is slightly unclear as a Shaila Hadal in the Tshuva Sarajba, whether or not this means that the door is actually open, or will simply being unlocked be sufficient. And like I said, there is a machlekes about this point. And again, without nailing down the hachra, but one could suggest that maybe it would depend on whether or not the yichud is derabbanan or deraisa. And deraisa means someone who's an erva, which means any girl over the age of 12 has a chazaka of being an ida, and that would be already considered deraisa, regardless of whether or not she's married. A relative, other than specific relatives that don't have this yichud, a mother, a grandmother, daughter, granddaughter, a sister for as long as it's not an extended period of time, we're not going to go into right now, but someone who's an erva, that would be a deraisa, as opposed to, let's say, a goya, a non-Jew, where it would be an isser derabbanon, and then the isser yichud as well would be an isser derabbanon. So getting back to our shaila, where the door is either open or unlocked, that would be a heter for the yichud. Nonetheless, again, there are those who say over here as well, if it's liba gaspa, that's not going to be sufficient. And definitely leaves us with cases where one could have an issue, where specifically, most maybe often, in a work office setting, and is a single boss of the secretary, and there's possibly liba gaspa, that could be something that has to be addressed. If there's someone yotzei v'nichnas, possibly there's a heter. If it's literally like say a glass front where there's no privacy, also possibly a way around it that's beyond that, to actually deal with the specifics is beyond the scope of our discussion. One should consult a competent halachic authority if it's relevant in one situation. So, coming back to our case, we'd have to consider, usually in the hospital, the doors don't have locks. Again, like I said, this is just for our education. We don't know actually what was going on in this hospital, besides which it was many years ago. But generally, it's not going to be locked. And besides that, so in this case, there was the fact the door was unlocked, but possibly the nurse was Jewish, in which case it would be Yichud Daraisa. And then maybe we wouldn't rely on just being unlocked if the door was closed. However, considering that there were the instigators on the other side of the door, who were in all likelihood may very well open the door at any point, could be that would be better than a regular Pesach book. So maybe that would be better, that more like Yotzei v'Nichnas, and that would give it obviously a whole different angle. However, this, even let's say there would be an Issur Yichud, there's something broader that we have to discuss, which is there a chiyuv of Yehar Vayavor for such a case? We have a Tosfos in one place that appears in Ksubis on Daf, I believe, Gimel Amud Beis, where Tosfos talks about the Shaila of Esther. When Esther went willingly to Achashverosh, when Esther was forcibly taken by Achashverosh, and according to the Midrashim, she was married to Mordechai, Tosfos wants to know why wasn't there an obligation of Yehar Vayavor. Rabbeinu Tam says, when it comes to a goy, that would not be considered sufficiently chomer to require Yahagvah Yavar. Obviously, there's no heter whatsoever, but it wouldn't have a din of Yahagvah Yavar. And the other Shitan Taisvis argues, and he says that the heter was because Esther was karka oilam, which means that she wasn't doing any action, she was passive. And since she was an oinus, and she was passive, therefore, it would not have the din of Yahagvah Yavar. Another Mara Malkim we find is the Ran in the fourth parak in Shabbos is discussing the incident of Elisha Bal Kenefayim. Elisha, who was wearing tefillin at the time when the Romans made a decree one cannot wear tefillin, and he spotted a Roman soldier who began to pursue him. He took off the tefillin, and when the Roman caught up to him, he said, "What's in your hands?" He told him, "It's the wings of a dove." And sure enough, Hashem made a nes, and he opened up his hands, and there was the wings of a dove in his hand. Ran wants to know, being that it was Shashamad, there was a decree not to keep the mitzvah of tefillin, why wasn't he required to give up his life for the mitzvah? The rule is by a Shashamad, one has to give up his life for other mitzvahs. So why wasn't it an obligation for him to give up his life rather than taking off the tefillin? And one of the terusim of the Ran is that where they could actually force you to uphold their decree. In other words, they could simply tie him down or move the tefillin forcibly. Under such circumstances, we don't say Yahagvah Yavar. It would be relevant in the case of, let's say, Arayis, where the rule is Enki Shel Adas, where it could only be done with a person's own willingness. There, we would say Yahagvah Yavar. Or Avodah Zarah, where we would have to do an act of mice on his part to be considered a void zara, again, then it would be something you'd have to give up your life for. But over here, where they could impose it, then we wouldn't say Yahagvah Yavar. That being the case, when we come back to Yichud, we would have to consider, in this case, where he's passive, and he's being forced into the situation. Perhaps we could say that that's daima to both Taisus's heter of Karka Olam, possibly, where when someone's being forced in a situation and he's completely passive, like the case of Esther with Achashverosh, where in Tosfos second teretz, the goy is not a heter at all, would have the same Yahagvah Yavar, but nonetheless it would not be Yahagvah Yavar because she's not doing any active participation. So here as well, where he's just passive, we could suggest that maybe he wouldn't have Yahagvah Yavar. And as well, being that it could be forced upon him, they could technically tie him down to the bed and force the yichud upon him. Maybe we'd have the Ran's heter as well, not to say Yahagvah Yavar. In summation, we discussed the heterim involved in yichud. Some of them, which is the heter of Pesach Pesuach and Baila Be'ir, which has the limitation of Levi Gaspa, that when they're comfortable with each other, it's not an option. As well, we mentioned the Pesach Pesuach as a machlekes, if it means unlocked or open. And as far as the Yahagvah Yavar, when one finds himself in a situation of Yichud, which he can't get out of, we had suggested possibly Taisus' heter of Karka Olam and the Ran's heter of something that could be forced upon you, not having Yahagvah Yavar. Again, we will just close by saying that this discussion is for the sake of just getting a better grasp on the sugya, and by no means should be used for halacha l'maisa. As a postscript, somebody had suggested that perhaps the tzaddik was not aware of the people outside who had sent in the nurse and thought she had come in on her own accord, and perhaps the hospitals there ran differently, and there was no yotzei v'nichnas, and perhaps it wasn't, and it was just Pesach Pesuach, which we had discussed, and perhaps it wasn't possible for him to get to the door due to his frail state. And regardless, like we had said, we don't necessarily know the whole story and certainly shouldn't pass any judgment in our minds on this.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.